Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex Jones on this Sunday, April 10th edition of the Alex Jones Show. Very excited to be with you. Hope you're all having a good weekend. I had a great weekend, actually. I built a teepee out of bamboo. That was pretty fun. And I went to the Renaissance Fair just outside of Austin. I forget what it's called. Sherwood Fair. Sherwood something fair. But it was very fun. I just bring it up because it wasn't 5 minutes that I was at that fair that I saw my first InfoWars shirt. And I actually saw several that day. So it was fun. Big shout out to all the InfoWarriors out there dressing up like knights with their beautiful girlfriends dressed up like fairies. It was a heck of a time. And it's fun to see people representing InfoWars out there in the real world, if you can call it the real world. Really, I mean, obviously it's a fantasy world. And there was one particular moment, I was there with my whole family, my sister's family and all that, and we're walking through this one area, and it's like the witchcraft area. There's like a standing stone circle, and it's all very creepy, and you go over this one thing where there's like a troll under a bridge, and you go over the bridge, he's got a cage, it's like, you know, free babysitting, it's all very funny. But it's like this whole area that's like the pagan witchcraft area, and you make your way through that, and it's all gnarled branches and like creepy skulls and people wearing horns, and it's very like weird and strange. And then you go through that, and then they have like the Christian area, and it's like the little garden that's the St. Francis garden with all these statues of little animals and St. Francis there in the middle of it. And then there's a chapel area. It's like an open air pavilion sort of thing, where they were there actually conducting a wedding at the time. So there's this harp player playing beautiful music. It was like, as soon as we got through, my sister was like, oh, civilization, we found it. We made it out through the dark ages, through the pagan madness of terror and gnarled branches and shadowy figures, and into the Christian world where it's all bright and sunny and there's harp music playing. And it was very funny. And I don't know, sort of indicative of reality. You know, people, detractors, atheists, these people, they want you to think of Christianity as this, you know, terrible man in the sky that's just prodding humanity with a stick and hates us or something. But it's like, man, if you really go back in history, before Christianity came around, it was weird. It was very weird out there, folks. Very weird indeed. And that's what we're getting back to. I think that's what the Great Reset is all about, is undoing all of this progress and beauty and peace and tranquility that Christianity brings about. Let's just dive right back into the witchcraft, pagan child sacrifice days of old. I think there's something very appealing about that to certain people. It's very weird. It's very strange. Another sort of strange thing that I noticed, because I've always gone to the Texas Renaissance Fairs, like it was one of the first, and it's the biggest one, and it was near Houston, so growing up I'd go every year. And when I was little, and you would do a little carnival game, you'd smash the hammer thing, or you'd shoot a bow and arrow, whatever, they'd give you a little coupon for a free kiss. You'd have a little card and say, one free kiss, present to the wench of your choosing, or whatever. And it was fun, because as a little kid, you'd go up to a sexy wench and give her this little card, and she'd give you a kiss on the cheek, and it was very fun and innocent and playful. But they got rid of that. We can't do that anymore. Free kisses, my God. With rape culture, I mean, no way. We can't have that. Free innocent kisses from a lovely wench? No. Not in my backyard. So instead, now people have badges that say their sexual proclivities. It's very weird. So it's like, I think this is sort of indicative, or sort of just symbolic of like the weird off the rails changes that our society are making, where it's like, free kisses at the Renaissance Fair? No way, that's rape culture. But I will wear a pin that says I'm bisexual and I'm submissive in dominant submissive relationships. I'll wear that on my lapel. Just like, this is weird, this is creepy. It used to be innocent and fun and joyful. Now it's a little creepy and weird and sexualized, And it's just like, yeah, this is our society now. This is where we are. We already going to break. I thought we had long segments here. All right, we're going to break. We'll be right back. I'm going to come back with the Greg Reese report. Stay tuned, folks. I'll stop talking about.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Harrison Smith here is sitting in for Alex Jones. We have quite a bit to speak about today, and I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone calls for the second hour. Also, I might indulge myself here, and hopefully you'll appreciate it this week. Raw Egg Nationalist came out with the sixth edition of A Man's World, which is his magazine, and I was actually asked to write an article for it, and I delved in. It's probably the first thing I've actually written since getting out of school. It's so much easier just to sit up here and talk and just sort of go off the cuff. As soon as I have to start writing something, I'm agonizing over every word, every sentence. I rewrite like 10 times just to get it right, and it just takes me forever, and it's exhausting. But what came out of it, I am very proud of. It's an article called Remember the Alamo. So I may do a little reading from that and just talk about some of the stuff I didn't actually get to include in the article, and encourage everybody out there to go download this and support Raw Egg Nationalist on Twitter at BabyGravy9, I think is the name of his Twitter account. I don't know what that means, but Baby Gravy 9, there it is. So we'll talk about that in just a little bit as well. Oh, man, of course, on topic today, the collapse, the obvious oncoming collapse, government tyranny. What else we got? Just war across the world, and no sign of that slowing down. We'll also be talking, of course, about transgenderism, of course, because we have to. And in this particular case, about transgenderism by corporations. Very strange stuff. We're going to start with this video by Greg Reese. It's called The Dark Side of Disney. Greg Reese has gone down the rabbit hole of rabbit holes with Disney and come up with those. Remember, you can share this video at band.videoinfowars.com. Here is Greg Reese with The Dark Side of Disney.
After Governor Ron DeSantis signed an anti-groomer bill into law that prevents school teachers from engaging five-year-olds about homosexual sex acts and radical transgender ideology, the groomers have come out of the woodwork, and many people are waking up to the dark side of Disney. Investigative journalist Christopher Rufo has outlined a partial list of Disney employees who have been arrested for child sex crimes. Robert Kingsolver was a service manager who oversaw ride repairs at the Magic Kingdom. He was arrested in 2014 for soliciting sex from an agent posing as a 14-year-old girl. Alan Treister, a concierge at Animal Kingdom Lodge, who used to work at Disney's popular Toy Story ride, advertised himself online as Big Teddy Bear for Younger Chaser and confessed to having sex with a 15-year-old boy he groomed online. Animal Kingdom Lodge gift shop worker Paul Fazio was convicted of downloading child pornography videos showing sexual activity with adults and children. Character actor Patrick Holgerson was arrested in 2014 after sending nude photos online while trying to meet up with a 13-year-old boy. Justin Hazan, an operator on the Millennium Falcon ride, and Arlandra Sims, a food runner at the Animal Kingdom Resort, were busted in 2020 for selling child pornography with victims as young as 4 years old. Disney Cruise Line youth host Oliver Levatt was arrested in 2019 for molesting a 10-year-old boy aboard the Disney Magic Ship's Oceaneer Kids Lab after blindfolding the child and spinning him around several times as part of a game. In 2012, an 11-year-old girl was groped and kissed in an elevator by 33-year-old Milton Braganza, a dining server on the Disney Dream. A cruise line security officer was told by Disney officials to keep her mouth shut and do nothing. 2 days later, when the ship arrived in Nassau, Braganza admitted to the Bahamas police that he molested the girl and was then taken to the airport, where Disney arranged for his flight back home to India. Last year, Hollywood Studios custodians Jonathan McGrew and Savannah Lawrence were caught attempting to have a threesome with a 13-year-old. McGrew said that the couple's fantasy was to play stepdad, stepdaughter, stepmother. Animal Kingdom Lodge lifeguard Kenneth Aquino was arrested after trying to have sex with a 13-year-old, showing up in his Disney work clothes. Of course, child predators will naturally seek employment at Disney, but it's everywhere within the company. Director of music publishing John Healy was charged with 3 felony counts of child sexual abuse in 2017. Vice President Michael Laney was convicted of sexually abusing a 7-year-old girl in 2019. Both actor-producer Brian Peck and director Victor Salva were rehired by Disney after they served time for raping children from the set. The subliminal sexualization of children has demonstrably been a part of Disney's work for generations, embedded into their animations. Several whistleblowers have claimed that Disney has been used since its very beginning as a form of mind control and MKUltra, most famously for their Project Monarch princess programming of little girls. So it's really no surprise that Disney's corporate president admittedly wants to flood Disney stories with the so-called LGBTQIA agenda, which we now understand to be code for pedophilia. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
So again, you can find and share that video at band.video. Remember to click the share button. It gives you a disguised URL link so you can actually post it on big tech platforms. If you just click the URL at the top and try to paste that, it will block you. So you got to hit that share button. These are little workarounds we have to figure out. And I still, you know, I say this a lot, but I still get people DMing me and stuff going, hey, I'm trying to post this and I can't. So you got to hit the share button and that gives you that disguised link. But this is also sort of indicative of the change that's gone on in a lot of things, actually, but primarily with this sexualization of children and stuff. I mean, I'm sure everybody remembers. It was probably like the introduction to the idea of conspiracy theories or subliminal messages to a lot of people, because it was real popular early on in the early internet days when it was sort of the Wild West. You'd find these things. It's like subliminal messages inside Disney movies. And if you paused a movie at exactly the right time, you'd see some dirty image in the background, like from, was that one called the Rescuers Down Under? I think it was, or maybe the first Rescuers movie. There's like actually a pornographic image in one of the frames as they speed down this slide thing. Or be like the Little Mermaid, they'd be like, see in this image, or if you pause it, the Lion King, if you pause it right here, it spells out the word sex in dust in the sky. And it was like, oh my God, they're trying to brainwash us. And now it's just open. Now they're just like, yeah, we're trying to brainwash you all. We're going to put in sexual brainwashing into our cartoons now on purpose. We're open about this. We're spreading this around. Like it reminds me of like the Bohemian Grove style Davos Bilderberg group, where it's like back in the day, you'd have to go to these websites where it's like, here's the secret of the, you know, of the forces that rule the world. They get together once a year to plan their year. And it was like all hidden and disguised. And now they're just like, yeah, we do this. Yeah, we do this. We are in charge. We will dictate how the world will go. And we get together once a year to plan out the next year's events. Like, they're just completely open about it now. It's a strange way of dealing with being exposed, is just doubling down, just going all in on it. It's very weird. And it's not just the sexual stuff with Disney. It's the programming in general. I used to talk about this more. I haven't really experienced it in a while, but I experienced it all the time in high school because friends of mine had little sisters that would watch the Disney Channel all the time. It programmed them to be the worst people. Like, they're all bratty. They were all kind of bitchy. They were all just like they were programmed, like, oh, all the cool kids in the Disney Channel, they talk back to the parents, and, you know, they, as long as you have this kind of like bitchy attitude, it means you're right and you're cool, and anybody who's against them is the stuffy, no fun people. And it was like, it was a marked difference. Like, you could tell. Like, you'd have friends and their little sisters that were like elementary school age. You go, those girls watch Disney. They watch the Disney Channel. They watch way too much the Disney Channel because they're just mean. They're just vicious and kind of spiteful, and they think they're right. And I think it's what brought us to AOC. I think it's to blame for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because it follows her around. It's just this idea that, like, if you sound bitchy and can, like, have this attitude, then you must be right. Screw what the facts are. It's just the cool kids sound like jerks, so go with them. It's all.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking about the Disney Company. Boy, how far some things have fallen. Again, the Greg Reese report is The Dark Side of Disney, where he lays out so many examples of times Disney has been embroiled in scandals having to do with pedophilia with their own employees. But the Postmillennial has this story. Jack Posobiec temporarily locked out of Twitter for calling Disney groomers. I think so many of these stories, they just, if you really understand them, you can really dig into them and you really get the full spectrum of what's going on here. It's like they tell you exactly where this world is going. They tell you exactly why some of these moves are being made and what the end game for so much of what we see that seems bizarre or weird or inexplicable. Like, this is one of those stories. So Jack Posobiec was hit with a temporary Twitter lockout, the first since he reported on Hunter Biden's salacious laptop in 2020 for sharing links to buy T-shirts and stickers emblazoned with a Disney logo reading boycott groomers. I think it's so interesting. I've had guests on our show that had been kicked off of Twitter or YouTube with a claim of bullying. They were bullying. Who were they bullying? Well, they were bullying the deep state, right? They were making fun of or calling out deep state actors from the CIA or the FBI. You can't bully them. You can't bully the spy masters. You can't bully the, you know, unelected permanent deep state operatives in our government. That's bullying. That's unfair. They're a protected class, I guess. So it's just, this is why you don't give them these weapons. This is why you don't hand over the censorship button to the establishment, because this is the way they use it. They'll lock you out, even if you're a super famous, like one of the most popular people on Twitter. I mean, I'd have to say Jack Posobiec. I mean, he built his whole career off of Twitter, and he has a powerful Twitter, as it were, right? If he tweets something out, if he wants to get a hashtag going, he can. He's got tons of followers. So, like, forget you getting deleted, right? If you have a couple hundred followers or whatever, you'll be kicked off in an instant. They'll do this for even the most prominent of right-wing voices, and in some ways, some of the most moderate, like Jack Posobiec. So you give them this power, you give them this censorship tool. Well, it's all about bullying and it's all about protecting unrepresented classes or whatever nonsense bullcrap they use to justify their censorship. And then how does the censorship get used? It gets used to silence people speaking up against the most powerful people in the world, whether corporations or governments. You can't bully this multinational corporation. How dare you? You'll be deleted. That's exactly what's happening. And Jack Posobiec himself says that quote, Elon Musk recently commented that corporations dictate policy on Twitter through ad dollars, Posobiec told Postmillennial. Quote, so it comes as no surprise that Twitter will censor you for criticizing one of the largest media companies in the world. I'd say that's even an understatement. What does Disney not own? They own Fox. They own like every channel you can think of. They own everything from Marvel movies to, you know, The Simpsons, I mean, everything in between. But you can't criticize them. You can't criticize them because everyone that works at Twitter, everyone that works at Disney, obviously, is in favor of this. But there you see the other little wrinkle in this, the other little, you know, shadowy corner that this illuminates is the idea that these corporations, they can dictate to their employees what they're allowed to say and what they're not allowed to say. Whether it's right or not, they can, because they have the power to do that. Now, if you want to fire somebody because they're gay. You can't do that. That's discrimination. But if you want to fire somebody because they express a conservative point of view, that's still allowed because this is the way things always go. So you've got a corporation that just like a you know, 1950s sci-fi movie blob is just eating up every other form of entertainment in cooperation with so many. I mean, now, you know, the National Geographic magazine has like a little Disney section on the front cover that's like, Disney, we're partnered with Disney. So does Disney own National Geographic now? They're at least partnered with them. So you have these conglomerates that just own huge chunks of information platforms or information like outlets, and they get to try to dictate what states do, what governments do, what cities do. And the people that work for them can't really question it, or they might be fired. If they try to speak up against it, they'll at least suffer pushback and, you know, discrimination in the workplace from their fellow workers. So they get to dictate to their people below them, you know, what they get to believe, and then they get to wield their financial might against the states that try to pass laws through the actual process of passing laws, through the, you know, by trying to exercise the will of the people through their representatives. And of course, Jack Posobiec goes on to say, this is clear retaliation for me leaking the internal employee forums at Disney, showing many of their workers support the Florida anti-grooming bill. So again, it's like they get to speak with the voice of all of these people, even though they're actually contradicting what these people believe, what their employees believe. They get to supersede that. They get to dictate what the reality is. And you may get fired from your job if you speak out too much against it. Again, this is just, you know, one of many topics having to do with transgenderism. Here's another one from the Daily Mail, came out today, I believe. Maybe it was yesterday, but here it is. Women can be strip searched by trans officers who were born male, says police. Female suspects can be strip searched by male police officers. I'll just change the words around here just to do away with, you know, the confusion that they're trying to add here. It's male police officers, okay? And could be accused of a hate crime if they object. Yeah, so this man with a beard and a dress is going to strip search you, ma'am. And if you don't like that, you might get a hate crime charge. And of course, we covered it on American Journal earlier this week with the new conversion therapy things that are going on. See, this is happening in the UK, where they're trying to pass they may have already passed it. I think they did pass it. I think they took away the transgender aspect of it, but they passed an anti-grooming bill, but it was an anti-conversion bill. Basically, if you have a kid that says he's gay and you try to tell him that that's a sin and try to tell him that it's not moral and try to convince him that, you know, for the sake of his soul, he shouldn't give in to the temptations of his body, like that's a hate crime now. But it never goes the other way, does it? It's not the other way around. So right now we're trying to pass laws just to stop people from talking about sex with little children. And there's all this pushback. Oh, how dare you? But if you want to try to stop kids from being trans or being gay, then that's a crime. So it's very convenient for our opponents, I guess you could say, to have this moral framework that serves every aspect of a religion, but because it's godless and because it doesn't have a holy book, then they claim it's not a religion and it's just basic morality that has to be enforced by the state. It's always very convenient. I mean, all of these stories, they all have the same sort of through line, right? Where it's like, if you agree with what we want, then you're allowed to say it. You're promoted for saying it. And you'll be celebrated for saying it. But if you disagree with us, then anything you say about this is a hate crime. It's hate speech, and you will be destroyed for it. So if you want to, and now this is happening in Canada, I'll get back to it on the other side, but if you want to tell kids to be gay, tell kids to be trans, indoctrinate them into this religion, that's allowed because it's not a religion in the classic sense. But if you do want to convince kids of your moral framework, then you're trying to convert them. You will be stopped. It's a hate crime. How dare you? Prepare to go to jail. We'll cover what Canada is doing on this front on the other side. Stay with us.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex Jones today. We have a lot to talk about in the terms of economic, financial, food supply collapse, but let's keep talking about the moral collapse while we do, as these things are happening simultaneously. We're also going to talk about what's happening with the French presidential election, really unexpected moves by Marine Le Pen, And, yeah, just a lot still to talk about. We'll be opening up your phone calls in the second hour of this program. But here's what's happening in Canada from Fox News. Thousands of churches raise alarm about scope of new Canadian, quote, conversion therapy ban. Thousands of clergy in North America devoted their sermons on Sunday to affirming biblical sexual morality in response to a new Canadian law that some warn could effectively criminalize such teachings. An initiative begun by Liberty Coalition Canada and promulgated in the United States by Pastor John MacArthur of Los Angeles secured the support of more than 4,000 Christian pastors who publicly expressed their willingness to protest from the pulpit regarding Bill C-4. Fox News Digital has confirmed the controversial legislation, which went into effect January 8th after being fast-tracked through the Canadian Parliament in December without extensive debate, describes as a myth the belief that heterosexuality and cisgender identity are preferable. Counseling that does not align with such a worldview now carries a potential 5-year jail sentence. I'm not sure how secure the Canadian they have a charter of rights, right? The Canadian charter instead of a bill of rights. They have a charter that was written somewhat recently. I don't know what it says in particular about freedom of religion, but I'm pretty sure in America, the First Amendment is the only weapon you need to stop what's happening around the country in places like New Jersey and places that are going the opposite direction of Florida, where they're putting it into law that you have to teach this sort of stuff. You have to understand that this is a religion. You have to understand that this is not a question of facts. It's a question of morality. It's a question of religion. I mean, it really is. It's a question of the soul. It's a question of sin. It's a question of righteousness. Like, it's a question of what is good and moral. And so what they're saying is that your morality, since it's based on a book, since it has a Bible, and since it's based on, you know, religious revelation, that's a religion and you're not allowed to teach it. But our morality, which completely and diametrically opposes your morality, it's just, we just came up with it. So it's good. And that's why it's correct. And that's why it should be taught and must be taught at every level of society. So once you understand that what they're pushing is in all aspects a religion, from the conversion aspect to the, you know, the evangelicalism of the LGBT community, right? Trying to spread your morality, trying to bring people into your side to express and live by your morality. It's a religion. It's just a religion that has no God because they worship themselves. Critics claim the language of this Canadian bill is overly broad and could even encompass private conversations. Several pastors, including some who've recently been imprisoned in Canada for keeping their churches open in defiance of government health orders, explained to Fox News that they believe the scope of the new law could open the door to religious persecution. Leading the protest against the bill in the United States is Pastor John MacArthur, whose Grace Community Church in Los Angeles won an $800,000 settlement in September after tussling with state and county authorities for continuing to congregate in defiance of the government. MacArthur told Fox News that he believes widespread sexual immorality is evidence of divine judgment on a culture and predicted increased efforts to silence those who speak out against it, saying, quote, ultimately, the dissenters, the ones who will not cave in, are going to be those who are faithful to the Bible, he says. And that's what's already leading to laws made against doing what we are commanded to do in the scripture, which is to confront that sin. It's just going to escalate. Criminal conduct, they're calling it, if Canadian pastors continue to actually promote the morality in their Bible. It's contradicted by the state morality, so you can't preach on that anymore. It's what they're trying to tell people. And of course, this is already taking place in the UK. As we pointed out, they've passed the conversion law banning conversion therapy, but only in one direction, right? Only if you're trying to get people to be moral in a biblical sense, not the other way around. But also in Finland, I believe it was, there was somebody who was charged with hate crime, with hate speech, and also happened in Ireland, where a diner, I think it was, had a piece of scripture on the wall, had like a piece of art with a proverb on it. They were charged with hate speech, and they were forced to take it down because quoting the Bible is hate speech now, apparently. So, and that's what happened in Finland, where I think somebody, I think it was like an MEP or an MP. A member of parliament in Finland quoted the Bible, and they charged her with a hate crime for it. So that's where we're going. That's where we're headed. So instead of being ruled by a religion with a morality based in biblical revelation, we'll be a theocracy run by people who are completely godless and come up with whatever, you know, moral framework allows them to do whatever they want and not suffer the consequences. Pretty horrific stuff, but not unexpected, not exactly new as we move into this next stage. But I think understanding it as a religion and using the First Amendment to prevent the religious indoctrination into this satanic cult is probably the best way to go. You know, I had another note. It was actually from weekend before last. It was about Ukraine war, and we'll get into Ukraine in just a second. We'll also, again, get into France and just the total collapse of the First World as we crumble into mismanagement. But it was funny because it turns out that the family that I grew up as next-door neighbors with, like all through my life, this next-door neighbor had kids similar in age to us. We were really good friends and hadn't seen him in a long time, but I saw him at my sister's baby shower, and the mom goes, "So what's happened in Ukraine? It's all about pedophiles, right?" And I'm like, "Oh, you get it. People get it." And it really is amazing seeing things that you'd only find on InfoWars, ideas, revelations that you'd only ever find on shows like The Alex Jones Show or websites like InfoWars. It's proliferated, and people just know this now. Even if they don't know the details, they're just like, yeah, Ukraine. It's like where the pedophiles get their human slaves from, right? Like they're trying to protect the pedophiles like Hunter Biden from taking women from Ukraine. It's like, you know, without getting into the details, yes. Yeah, basically, yes. Basically, it's the pedophiles using Ukraine as a shield, using the Ukrainian people as cannon fodder to prevent the attack against themselves. So, man, as much as, you know, we read the news every single day, I mean, it's just infinite disasters, infinite horror, infinite terror coming from the New World Order and their globalist compatriots. You have to understand that what we have done at InfoWars has changed the entire world. And I was even thinking about this because one thing I like to do is just, I'll go down a YouTube rabbit hole and I'll be watching like late night shows from the early 90s. I don't know why. I'm watching Norm Macdonald clips and suddenly I'm watching, you know, the late night show from like 1992. And it's kind of funny because, you know, it's all about popular culture. It's all about celebrity. And they're saying names that I've never heard, never in my life. I mean, this is within my lifetime, right? I was born in 89, so 1992, I was a three-year-old kid. But it's like I don't recognize a single name. And you realize that all these people that are starring in movies and you hear their names over and over again, you know exactly who they are and what they look like and what they do. Like, they're dust in the wind, man. 5 years from now, nobody's going to even know who they are. You can watch episodes of 30 Rock. Remember 30 Rock? Remember how long ago 30 Rock was? Not that long ago, but go watch an episode of 30 Rock. And every single joke is outdated. The reason I'm saying this is because then you take a look at somebody like Alex Jones. People will be saying 9/11 was an inside job long, long after Alex Jones is gone, right? People will be spreading the ideas that Alex Jones has ignited for decades, if not centuries, if we even make it that far. So InfoWars has changed the world. InfoWars has exposed the dark side when they thought they could get away with it without ever being shown by the light of day. InfoWars has changed the entire world, and that's thanks to you, the InfoWarriors. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We are only offering three coins in the series.
The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So, go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back, folks. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. I'll be taking your calls throughout the second hour. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. You know, when you look back at 2016 and you realize that that's when a lot of this stuff went off the rails, right? Prior to 2016, a lot of people thought things were kind of normal. And then 2016 came around and everything just went off-road. It just exploded, and it was insane. And the reason for that is pretty simple, I think. The reason is because for the first time in a very long time, there was a clear distinction between nationalism and globalism. Because it wasn't just Trump that brought about all of this change. It was Brexit as well. And it was a number of other movements inspired by Brexit to essentially free themselves from the oversight of the European Union. And you really get down to what inspired the New World Order globalists to really hit the pedal to the metal on 2016. So they had an option. They could have backed off a little bit. They could have tempered their behavior slightly to try to sort of recede in the shadows and go, no, no, we're not trying to do globalism, global government. That's crazy. No, no way. Yeah, have your little nationalist fun. We're going to work behind the scenes. They could have done that. They could have backed off a little bit, but they didn't. They doubled down. They saw it as a threat, and they said, okay, we have to slam the cage shut now, or it's all over. And the way I always phrase it is like, you know, humanity is this tiger that they're trying to catch in a cage. And they'd much rather just have the tiger wander into the cage and they can slam the door down. That was, and if you look at the Rockefeller document, right, the lockstep document, that was their preferred outcome. That was their preferred situation. They called it clever together. The idea was that willingly people would be led into the cage of globalism and they could lock it without people even knowing they were being trapped. And so what happened here is the tiger, he's almost in the cage, they're almost there, he's sticking his head in, and then he looks around and realizes it's a cage, and goes, oh, I don't want to go in there. And the hunters, the globalists, instead of going, oh, okay, we'll get him next time, right? We don't want to spook him, we don't want to scare him. Instead, they just reached out and tried to grab the tiger and just yank it into the cage. That's what's happened since 2016, is they're just like, oh, you don't want to come willingly? Then we're going to make you, and we're going to silence you if you disagree. And so that was the tactic they went with. And it doesn't look like it's going so well. They've had some victories. I mean, they have control of every mainstream media outlet. They have control of big tech, and they have control of the government and the deep state and the military-industrial complex. You'd expect it to be pretty easy for them. Unfortunately, as much as they like to think of themselves as gods, they're not gods. They're human beings, and they have to contend with human will around the world. And it looks like we're seeing another expression of this in France. InfoWars has the story. French head to polls as Macron on shaky ground, but reports of lower than expected turnout today, Sunday. French citizens flooded the polling stations, albeit what's so far looking like lower than expected numbers for first round voting in what's shaping up to be possibly the country's most consequential and impactful election, determining its future trajectory in decades, given it pits Davos crowd pet and former Rothschild's banker Emmanuel Macron against outspoken nationalist Marine Le Pen. And again, this is just a choice between nationalism and globalism. That's what it represents. And you can see how furious they are to not allow the French to express their nationalist tendencies. 48 million eligible voters can choose between 12 candidates, with favored incumbent Macron no longer considered a shoo-in, but looking increasingly on shaking ground as he seeks a second five-year term. Turnout's a little bit low, but one of the interesting things about Marine Le Pen is that it's young people that are flocking to her. Typically, like in America, the globalist politicians that are able to present themselves very well and they have the fawning love of the mainstream media, typically older people who still have faith in the institutions that go along with those people, while, you know, the younger people with the minds completely warped by, you know, the Daily Show and all these other pseudo news stations, they tend to go along with the globalist agenda. But in France, it's the other way around. I think I might have messed up how I said that, but I think you get what I'm saying. That typically in America, the younger you go, the more globalist they are, the more communistic they are, the more willing to surrender national sovereignty to international coalitions. But it's the opposite in France, and it's a very interesting thing. And again, you can see the panic in the words of the globalists. Here's how Politico chose to report this. The White House is freaked out that Putin's next big win could be in Paris. That's right. Voting for national sovereignty is really voting for Putin. Far-right French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen, they say, is voting for her is essentially voting for Vladimir Putin. They say a possible victory by Le Pen, a Putin sympathizer, could destabilize the Western coalition against Moscow, upending France's role as a leading European power and potentially giving other NATO leaders cold feet about staying in the alliance. That's right. If we don't go to World War III in Ukraine, it's the death of democracy. Or if, you know, Viktor Orban gets duly elected by the citizens of Hungary, that's the death of democracy. Or if you vote for Marine Le Pen, that's also the death of democracy worldwide. Folks, are you panicked yet? We have to live in the world of these people's delusions. We have to act like their own paranoid, schizophrenic imaginings are reality and treat them as such. We refuse to here at InfoWars. Here's how AP News reported it. French polls, Macron, far-left rival Marine Le Pen, face runoff. French President Emmanuel Macron and far-right nationalist Marine Le Pen are heading for another winner-takes-all runoff in the country's presidential election. Polling agencies projected Sunday as the fierce political rivals with sharply opposing visions for France polled clear of 10 other candidates in the first round of voting. If confirmed by official vote counts later Sunday, the initial projections mean France is teeing up for a repeat of the 2017 head-to-head contest that turned the centrist Macron into France's youngest president. But there's no guarantee that this time the outcome will be the same. They say Macron for months has looked like a shoe-in to become France's first president in 20 years to win a second term. But national rally leader Le Pen, in a late surge, tapped into the foremost issue on many French voters' mind, the soaring cost of food, gas and heating due to rising inflation and the repercussions of Western sanctions on Russia. Translation, Marine Le Pen is actually pulling ahead in the French election by reflecting and showing that she cares about the cares of the French people. And this is unacceptable to the globalists. No, the French people, the European people, the American people are simply pawns to be abused and exploited for their own, you know, international schemes. Now, it looks like they're on more or less dead heat head to head. And it looks like the number is even like the difference between them is getting smaller as they continue to count votes. And you can see, again, how panicked the establishment is with paragraphs like this. Some of her defeated rivals, Marine Le Pen's, were so alarmed by the possibility of Le Pen beating Macron in the presidential runoff that they urged their supporters Sunday to shift their second-round votes to the incumbent Mélenchon, or to the incumbent Macron. Mélenchon was another one of these potential presidential candidates, addressing supporters who sometimes shed tears, repeated three times that Le Pen shouldn't get one single vote, and describing herself as profoundly worried, defeated conservative candidate Valérie Pécresse warned of, quote, the chaos that would ensue if Le Pen was elected, saying the far-right leader has never been so close to power. Pécresse said she would vote for Macron in the runoff. And again, they don't talk about her ideas. They don't say, here's why she's wrong about this. Here's why this is what's best for the French people. It's all paranoid fanaticism. It's all just imagined, I don't know what the word is, just like terror. They're just all so scared. It's not like, well, look, you know, you got two opposing options here. And actually what's best for the French people is to go with this. It's just like they're just crying and they're just like, I'm so scared. We're so scared of Marine Le Pen getting power. Like, why? She's a nationalist. You're a French person. She wants what's best for the French people. And they're just like, you don't understand. She is Putin. She is Putin. And if she wins, democracy is dead. It's all just paranoid fervor. And Godspeed to Marine Le Pen. And you can even see in the videos of Marine Le Pen and her supporters how young her audience leans. Let's go down to clip number 5. Here's Marine Le Pen being mobbed by her youthful supporters. I believe this was yesterday. Let's watch. If this woman wins, it's the death of democracy, folks. You can't have a leader that's beloved by their people and represents their interests. They have to go around in armored cars from, you know, barbed wire enclosed state houses to, you know, wall protected mansions. And they have to be Rothschild bankers and globalist scumbags. Now, Marine Le Pen's going to win. We're going to be nationalists again. It's going
to
be amazing.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.